Dr. Pinsky with a male. I am Ian Mooko, M-O-O-K-O, Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R. Mooko Carter is a 20-year-old male who reports he injured his left shoulder at work in an unspecified fashion. Period. He states this occurred on 6/13/22. Period. He felt a pop in his shoulder and kept working. Period. 1 week later, he felt pain and went to the emergency room. Period. Put this in further evaluation. He understands his final diagnosis to be a torn labrum repaired surgically on 8/25/22. Period. He has completed his course of treatment with Dr. Palmer as of January 2023. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Carter alleged repetitive lifting caused injury to the left shoulder as of 6/9/22. Period. Medical records show he was seen at Christiana Emergency Room on 6/13/22. Period. He was a 19-year-old male with a history of congenital adrenal hypoplasia presenting for left shoulder pain. Period. He had been seen in the emergency room 2 days ago for the same symptoms. Period. He had left anterior shoulder pain radiating to his mid-arm. Period. He works for Amazon and moves heavy packages. Period. He was at work tonight when he decided to go home, take a shower, and lay down. Period. When he laid down, he was unable to fall asleep and decided to come to the emergency department. Period. He denied any new trauma. Period. He has an appointment with his primary care doctor at 9 a.m. Period. He was evaluated and given an empirical diagnosis of shoulder pain. Period. He returned to the emergency room on He was seen at the emergency room on 6/11/22, complaining of chronic low back pain and several months of left shoulder pain. Read the latter had been intermittent for several years after a shoulder injury while playing football as a child. Period. Over the last few days, it suddenly worsened. Period. He works at Amazon, although he does not lift heavy packages as part of his work. Period. He has not yet seen his primary care physician for this issue. Period. He was diagnosed with left shoulder pain, for which he was to utilize ibuprofen. Period. New paragraph on 6/29/22. He was seen by nurse practitioner Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T. Period. He stated he injured his left shoulder from strenuous work over time. Period. He was taking Motrin and oxycodone and Tylenol for pain medication. Period. He had been at this job for 7 months with an average weekly number of work hours of 20. Period. His expected shift hours that day were 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Period. This suggests he may have actually only been working part-time, limiting his alleged occupational exposure. Period. He underwent x-rays of the shoulder that preliminarily were read as negative. Period. He was diagnosed with a strain of the long head of the biceps and was prescribed naproxen and advised to use hot and cold packs. Period. He followed up on 6/15/22 with minimal loss of function. Period. Physical therapy was to be considered at the next visit. Period. He was seen again on 6/15/22. Stating his pain started on Thursday, 6/9/22. Pretty noticed throughout the work shift. And slight pain on Friday. Pretty had discomfort and could not sleep and went to the emergency room on Saturday. Period. He continued to be seen at what appears to be an occupational health clinic. Period. On 6/21/22, there was full range of motion of the left shoulder without pain. He had negative painful arc, common ear test, and negative Apley scratch test. Period. He also had full range of motion of the cervical spine. Period. New paragraph on 6/23/22, the petitioner presented himself to Christiana Emergency Room again. Period. They noted his presentation to the emergency room in the past. Pretty had some improvement with ibuprofen, but still was uncomfortable. Pretty worked, saw his work doctor and was referred for an ultrasound at 11 a.m. Period. Nevertheless, he presented to the emergency room for ongoing pain. Period. It was thought he might have a possible overuse injury causing his left shoulder pain. Period. He had pain in the past, but it was worsened as of early June. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Carter was seen orthopedically by Dr. Palma, P-A-L-M-A. Period. He noted the ultrasound showed an anechoic, A-N-E-C-H-O-I-C, lesion in the region of the spinoglenoid notch measuring up to 8 by 12 by 11 millimeters without appreciable internal vascularity on Doppler interrogation. Period. This finding could potentially represent a paralabral cyst in the setting of a labral tear, noting the labrum is suboptimally evaluated by ultrasound. Period. MRI arthrogram of the left shoulder could be obtained. Period. There was no appreciable fatty atrophy demonstrating of the infraspinatus muscle. Period. He was given another diagnosis of impingement syndrome of the left shoulder. Period. He's referred for formal physical therapy and an MR arthrogram. Period. On 7/22/22, he underwent this study whose results will be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Palma on 7/29/22 to review these results. Period. At that juncture, they discussed potential treatment options, including surgical intervention. Period. On 9/7/22, Dr. Palmer performed surgery. Although the operative report was not provided, period, in his progress note of 9/7, his progress note of 9/7/22 noted his surgery was arthroscopy with posterior labral tear and excision of a ganglion. Period. He was feeling overall okay and was wearing a sling. Period. He continued to be seen by Dr. Palma over the ensuing months. Period. On 10/5/22, he reported feeling much better. Period. Diagnoses were left shoulder pain with incomplete rotator cuff tear. Period. On the visit of 12/21/22, he denied any issues or concerns and felt his strength had improved, but he was feeling better. Period. Dr. Palmer then released him to a home exercise program after completion of physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. However, the petitioner returned on 1/23/23. Period. Dr. Palmer noted he was status post left Bancott repair and was to gradually return to regular activity and follow up on an as-needed basis. Period. New paragraph. He was seen in the same practice on 1/25/23, complaining of a lump on the low back that developed about a week ago. Period. He had been referred for an ultrasound. Period. His axial back pain was 100% and radicular extremity pain was 0%. Period. The symptoms began in December 2021 with no apparent injury or accident. Period. He was taking meloxicam, tazanidine, ibuprofen, fludrocortisone, and hydrocortisone. Period. He then was seen again on 3/22/23, continuing to complain of low back pain. Period. Diagnoses were muscle spasm, low back pain, thoracic spine pain, and spondylosis without myelopathy or radiculopathy in the lumbar sacral region. Period. He followed up with Dr. Kader, K-A-D-E-R, on 3/22/23. Period. He noted x-rays from 1/25/23 showed evidence of chronic appearing compression fracture at L1 with spondylolisthesis of L5 on S1. Period. He was thought to have a new mid-thoracic muscle strain. Period. They would consider lumbar MRI. If no improvement, period, he was referred for physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. And capitalize this. We actually do have the surgical report from 8/25/22. Be inserted. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Carter was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer on 8/31/22. Period. He reviewed the MR arthrogram that revealed degenerative posterior labral fraying, large ganglion, degenerative cyst and the glenoid, rotator cuff and biceps were intact. Period. Dr. Dwyer learned he had been seen in an unauthorized fashion by Dr. Baliga, B-A-L-I-G-A, at the referral of counsel on 7/14/22. He reviewed the ultrasound and orthopedic referral was recommended. He then saw Dr. Palmer. Period. Ultimately, Dr. Dwyer concluded he would require office records from Dr. Palmer, as well as the operative report and MRI arthrogram for review. Period. It was his opinion the MRI findings were likely a pre-existing condition. Period. In general, a cyst requires months, if not years, to develop, particularly given the lack of the mechanism of injury in this case. To cause an apparent labral cyst and labral tear in a healthy 19-year-old male with no specific index injury. Period. It does not appear it. The requested information was provided to Dr. Dwyer for a supplemental report. Paired lumbar spine x-rays were done on 1/25/23 and showed transitional lumbosacral anatomy with lumbar spine degeneration. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars about the left shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. The left shoulder abduction was 155 degrees with flexion 160 degrees and internal rotation to 80 degrees. Period. Motion was otherwise full in all independent spheres. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was full. Period. On the right, he was hypermobile in this orientation. Period. Motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or interlocking. Shoulder maneuver was normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, impressions. Muko Carter, a 20-year-old male, alleges his routine work activities caused injury to the left shoulder. Period. However, he was currently vague about the mechanism of injury, stating he felt a pop in his shoulder and then a week later had pain causing him to go to the emergency room. Period. He denied any previous injuries to the left shoulder, notwithstanding the remote history described in the documentation. Period. He eventually was seen orthopedically by Dr. Palma. Period. Left shoulder MRI was done on 7/22/22. Period. On 8/25/22, surgery was done. Period. He also participated in physical therapy. Period. He was seen by Dr. Dwyer on 8/31/22 for a need for treatment exam. Period. However, he did not have sufficient records to render an opinion. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be mildly decreased range of motion about the left shoulder. Period. There was no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. Had full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spines. Period. New paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder, regardless of cause. Period. His routine tests with the insured on a part-time basis for only several months clearly would not have been sufficient to cause overuse injury. Period. It is much more logical that his remote injury to the shoulder was what was that was what led to his diagnosis. Period. And that is the end.